So the snippet series of Shana is sponsored by the Saka family and by Yelad Avram Foreman for a Foshleim Hadassah L'Rachel Bas Chana Golda. We are still in the 19th bracha, the last bracha of the Amida, the bracha of Shalom, our request, our supplication, our plea that Hashem bless us with the ultimate bracha, the Kli Machzik bracha, and that is the bracha of Shalom. We've been making our way through this bracha. We left off with Bo'or Panecha. What does it mean to request, to want, to bask in the light of Hashem's face? We want to be seen. We want to be face to face. We want to feel revelation. We want to feel connection. We want to feel loved. And when did we feel that before? Ki Bo'or Panecha Nasata Lanu Hashem Elokeinu. Because with Or Panecha, you once had that revelation, the greatest moment of revelation, unprecedented, unparalleled, unrepeated, namely Har Sinai, the most seminal moment in all of human history, with the great revelation at Har Sinai. And what did you do? Nasata Lanu Hashem Elokeinu. You gave us with that revelation, with Or Panecha, you gifted us Torah Chaim, v'Avas Chesed, Tzedak uVracha v'Racham v'Chaim v'Shalom. You gave us Torah Chaim. So last night we spoke, Rav Palm said Torah Chaim doesn't sit on a shelf, it doesn't collect dust. It's a Torah that's Chaim, it's the blueprint, it's the manual, it's the instruction for how to live life. So we said, why is Chaim in the plural? Could say Chai, it's the Torah that gives us life. It's the source of life, of sustenance, and it is also the guide to life. But why the plural Chaim? So some svarim, it's been suggested, because Torah gives us meaning, purpose, life in this world and the next. Chaim, a double life. It gives us real life, real living, meaning and purpose in this world, but it gives us immortality. It gives us eternity. When a person learns and lives Torah, they're securing their place for all time. So the Torah is a gift to us that is a Torah's Chaim, not just Chai, but in the plural in this world and the next. And then we continue. We ask Hashem to give us, He gave us, Bo'or Panecha, with the light of His faith, He gave us Torah's Chaim and Avas Chesed, and we ask for it again. What is Avas Chesed? So the Kolbo writes, Avas Chesed goes with Torah's Chaim. Torah's Chaim refers to Torah Shebachsav, the written Torah, and Avas Chesed refers to Torah Shebapeh, Torah's Chesed al Lishona, the Torah of kindness on her lips. Is there a Torah of kindness and not of kindness? So Torah Shebapeh, Torah Shebapeh. Why is that called? Why is the Torah Shebapeh? Why is the oral Torah called the Torah of Chesed? For another time. But the Kolbo says, Torah's Chaim and Avas Chesed are the description of the written Torah and the oral Torah. Others, the Siddur Mefurash says that Avas Chesed means Hashem, love us through your love of Chesed. You can either interact with us through din, through judgment and justice, or you can interact with us through Chesed, loving kindness and generosity. So Hashem, you're Avas Chesed. You love to do Chesed. So we're reminding the judge, it's particularly relevant this time of year, we are reminding our Father, who's the judge, don't you remember you love Chesed? So, yeah, I know I came up short. I know I didn't do the right thing. I know I didn't deliver. But you love Chesed. You love kindness. You love being flexible and generous. So we're invoking Avas Chesed in that way. But others point out, and they note, that we don't say Maisa Chesed or Asiyas Chesed. We don't ask for doing Chesed. We don't ask for bestowing us or endowing us, empowering us, inspiring us to do Chesed. We specifically ask for Avas Chesed. Why? What is Avas Chesed? The Lev Eliyahu, Rav Eliyahu Pian, and others say, because what we're asking for Hashem is the following. A person could do Chesed, a person could do kindness begrudgingly. You could do kindness because the shul office called you and said, for the 15th time, we have somebody who needs a place this day. We have somebody who needs a meal. Can you host them? How many times are you going to say no? You've got kids entering Shidduchim. I mean, the rabbi's going to get a call about you. How many times are you going to say no? So begrudgingly, hesitantly, you really don't want to. You do it with misery. You only figure out the least and fewest amount of times you'll say yes. That's one way to do Chesed. But there's another way to do Chesed, which is Ahavas Chesed. Ahavas Chesed is you're drawn to, instinctively, intuitively. You love Chesed. You run to Chesed. You cherish and seek the opportunities and chances to do Chesed. Sfarim bring down, for example, Rivka. Rivka fed, of course, not only Eliezer, but his camels. And the Medrash describes she walked around with the pitchers of water on her shoulder because she was making herself available. Who needs a drink? Who can I take care of? Who's thirsty? That's an Avas Chesed. Avram Avinu has a bris milah. It's the third day. And Hashem realizes he is in more pain from the inability to do Chesed than he is from adult surgery with no anesthesia. He's in more pain by being restricted from doing Chesed than he was from recovering from a painful serious surgery at an advanced age with no Oxycontin, no anesthesia, no painkiller. So ve'alach tebedrachav means we follow Hashem and we inherit this from Avram, from Rivka and others, the notion of not just doing chesed, but avas chesed. Hashem plant and put in us a love, an instinct, an intuition to be driven, to not do it begrudgingly, to not have to be begged, to not be cajoled or pressured, but an avas chesed, to love to do chesed. Chavetz Chaim writes in his sefer, aptly called Avas Chesed. Nechelik Beis, Perek Aleph, he speaks at length about the maila of the mid of Avas Chesed, to be the type of person who runs to the opportunity, who seeks the opportunity, who answers the call. You know, you ask, can someone help? So many people put their head down, they hide under the table, they cover their eyes, they pretend they didn't hear, they didn't see, they don't know, they're not here, leave them alone. And others say, yeah, please, thank you. Thank you for the chance to do chesed. I'm looking, I'm grateful. So that's what we're asking for. With HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the light, Ba'or Panecha, if we in fact are going to reflect the light of Hashem's face, then it means to imitate and emulate Him, which is not to do a chesed begrudgingly, but to be able to merit, to be zocha, to an avas chesed, to have the instinct to love, to pursue, to be grateful for the chance to do chesed.